Ron Van Dam. There's nothing he won't talk about, which seems weird because normally he talks about nothing. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Sure, what?
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
What do you want from me now? Oh God, leave me alone. Oh, that's right, you put a quarter in the machine. Now I have to do a show for you. All right, fine, whatever. Sit back, relax, I'll take it from here. What you have to do is absolutely nothing, which is very similar to what I do. So you just be quiet and sit there, okay? I'll take it from here. I know what I'm doing. I've done this before. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be fine. No one's going to get hurt. Just sit there and shut up. I'm sorry. Was that a little crass? Was that a little too forward? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Oh, come here. Give me a hug. Come over here. Give me a hug. Come over. Let me introduce some of the people who make the show possible. I do this every once in a while because I don't pay them that much or anything. The music, Jason Shaw, composer, performer. He does the opening theme, the closing theme, some of the incidental music, incidentally. And he performs it for this show. So thank you, Jason. Then there's a lovely and talented, as well as lovely, John Shanahan. He's a comedy writer, announcer. He does radio himself. He's the funniest guy that I know, and I don't know that many people, to be honest with you. But still, John Shanahan, he's got his own podcast. Go to newenglandbroadcasting.com, scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see you've got a link to his podcast, Hypnagogue. Excellent show, by the way. And then there's Nicole Reed. She is the British voice that you hear at the beginning of the program. Is she really British? I don't think so. She books many of the national interviews that we do on this program because I'm incapable of doing that and so many other things. But I'm capable of doing many, many things, but not everything because I know myself. I know what I can do. I know what I can't do. I know what I like to do. I know what I don't like to do. I know myself. Well, I'm quite proud of the fact that I know myself. I've talked about this before, as I have about everything else. People walk around saying, I'm trying to find myself. Have you looked under the cushions and the couch? Because that's where your keys are. Oh, sorry, we don't do keys anymore. That's where your fob is. It's the fob. Sounds like a laundry detergent, doesn't it? Yeah, young people trying to find themselves. I don't know who I am. Well, you've got a problem. I mean, seriously, if you don't know who you are, if you couldn't pick yourself out from your own police lineup, then I don't know what to say to you. This show is about things that bother me. Did you get that idea? It is a show about nothing, but nothing is something to me. Yeah, it's the things that we all experience together. We might disagree on their outcome, but at the same time, we all go through them together. I'm trying to find myself. I don't know who I am. Well, look yourself up online. You'll find yourself. That'll tell you. Check your news feed, your post things, whatever. I don't even know what I'm talking about with that. I know who I am. I knew it from a very early age. Right after my mother shot me out of her little tunnel there, I knew as an infant who I was. And the older I got, like when I was 2, I had a pretty good idea of what my future was going to be. I was going to be an adult, whether I liked it or not. I mean, some kids don't make it, but I think I probably did, and I did. And then as a teenager and a young adult, I knew exactly what I wanted to be and where I wanted to go. And I knew what things I wanted to do and what things I did not want to do. I would not eat lima beans. I took a stand against lima beans very early in my life. I think by 4 years old, I was an anti-lima bean guy. I didn't even like Lima, Peru, because it had the word Lima Lima in it. I didn't care for it. Lima beans. Where is Lima? Where do you get these beans? Keep them away from me. They're weird. They're so soft inside. It's like, ugh. It's like I'm eating somebody's like mole or something. Ugh. That's disgusting. I still don't eat lima beans. See, but that's an example of I knew what I wanted and what I didn't want. Ron, would you like to go camping? No, I don't like to camp. I know it about myself. I've tried it before. I don't like it, so I'm not doing it. I know myself. I know that I'm obstinate and stubborn. I know that, and I wear it on my shoulders. I don't know if that's where you wear those things, but I mean, what I mean by that is that everybody can see that I am a little cantankerous, a bit opinionated, and good. That's now fine. I'm very comfortable with that. I'm comfortable. I notice everything that goes on around me. Everything that goes on around me. It's agonizingly terrible to have that ability, but I have it. I know who I am. And if you want to join the party, come on in. But this is what you got when you walk into the house. This is me. And I love it. And I wear it. If there was a t-shirt that said, I am that douche that you probably wouldn't like to begin with, I would wear that. But I'm not sure on the spelling of the word douche. So I stay away from that particular t-shirt. I'm sarcastic. I think I am. I know I am. That's cool. It's fine. Sarcasm's fun. As long as you don't hurt somebody when you're doing the sarcasm. Because I never aim to hurt anybody. Because I am the nicest guy you'll ever meet. Ron, why are you doing this? Because I'm demonstrating that you've got to know yourself. Know who you are and own it. You have to own it. It's you. You got to own it. You can't lease it. You can't rent it. This is who you are. Yeah, some people aren't good at relationships. They suck at it. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. They're not comfortable in them. They're not trusting of them. They think they're going to end. They think they're destructive. Don't have them. Don't have them. Answer. Easy. Go to a donut shop. I don't like jelly donuts. Every time I bite into a jelly donut, I'm going to get the jelly all over somebody, including myself. That jelly shoots out of there like a cannon. Who would eat that crap? Some people order it. Some people want it. The jelly donut. I won't eat a jelly donut. It's absolutely disgusting. Nothing belongs in that donut that's gelatinous like that. So I won't order it. I don't like jelly donuts. So sue me. A lawsuit against me because I don't like jelly donuts. I don't like jelly donuts. That's it. I know who I am. I am a man who doesn't like jelly donuts. Beyond that, I'm not too sure. Do you know who you are? Or are you still trying to find yourself? Have you looked everywhere? Some people find Jesus. Always behind the curtain in your living room. That's where you don't look. You don't expect to find Jesus there, but that's where he is. For the most part. I go to a supermarket locally near where I live, which would make it locally. That's the definition of locally. Something that's nearby you where you happen to live. And I like the supermarket a lot, and I don't know why. I like any supermarket because there's food in there and people. Food and people. Love it. I can't go wrong. There's a woman who is obviously touched in the head, and I'm not making judgments here, but she's always wearing the same clothes every time I walk into the supermarket. She's not in the supermarket. She's outside the supermarket. They would never let this lady inside the supermarket because they would label her crazy. She stands outside of the supermarket, and everybody that walks in, she says the following line over and over and over again, and she says nothing else. Again, never changes her clothes, does smell quite a bit from a distance, and here's what she says. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And that's all she says. Now, she's obviously either quite religious, which she has a right to be, or she's a total nut job, which she also has a right to be. I don't know if the two are combined or they're separate. It doesn't make any difference. But she's there every single morning for hours saying, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. Sometimes she'll throw the word soon into it just to mix it up a little bit, you know. You don't want to say Jesus is coming all the time. It's like, okay. All right. But if you throw the word soon in it, which he does every once in a while, Jesus is coming soon, then it's like, oh, okay, not only is he coming, but could be quite soon. A little more information there. But every single morning, same clothes, same intonation, just over and over and over and over again. And one morning, I was fed up because this is who I am. I get fed up. And she's there near the door to the supermarket. They don't throw her out because she's a lovingly crazy person. I'm walking up and she looks at me as I'm walking and she goes, Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. And I turned to her and I just was in the mood and I said to her in a loud voice so she could hear me. I didn't want to approach her. I just said it as I was passing by. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And I said, and I yelled at her, sort of, and I said, you said that yesterday, and he hasn't shown up yet. She didn't respond. She heard me, but she just kept on going, like the Energizer rabbit that only has one function, and that's to beat the drum. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. All right. I think you're crying wolf here is what you're doing. If you have a connection to Jesus, could you just, like, tell them to show up then, you know. Don't tell me this is going to happen soon and then it never happens. Don't do that. Don't do that. And even if he did show up, what's he doing at the supermarket? Well, that doesn't make sense. Wouldn't he show up like somewhere else? Why in front of the supermarket? Well, I don't think she means that he's going to show up in front of the supermarket. Just in general, he's going to be coming soon. Okay, fine, whatever. I'll be on the lookout. And to an extent, I say to myself, poor lady, because obviously there's something wrong upstairs, you know. Again, if you religiously believe that, that's fine, but you wouldn't stand in front of a supermarket and say nothing else every single morning for a year. I mean, you just wouldn't do it. So do I feel sorry for her? In a sense. In another sense, she's spreading the word, you know, and that's who she is. She's found herself. Her job is to spread the word of anticipation. Whatever. Anyway, knowing yourself and finding yourself, very, very important. I grew up in a generation where everybody was saying that. I have to find myself. I don't know who I am. And I always say, well, send yourself a letter and see where it shows up. And that's who you are. When you open the envelope, it's addressed to you. So that's your name. It's a name that's been assigned to you by your parents or whatever, by your test tube, whatever the case was. That's who you are. And have you ever had any experiences in life? Yes, I have, Ron. Well, they should have told you who you are by now. I don't think you're paying attention. I don't think you want to know who you are. I don't think if you knew who you are, you would like it very much. Maybe you're better off not knowing who you are. How about that concept? I'm trying to find myself. Hey, I got a tip for you. Stop looking. It's not worth it. When you find yourself, you may not want you. You may throw yourself back and try to find yourself again. It's an ongoing problem you have. I talked about this a few days ago. It's the midlife crisis. This is when people are unsatisfied of where they are in life at that particular time. They thought they'd be somewhere else at this juncture in their life, but they're not there yet, and they don't see any way to get there, and that bothers them, that they've reached an age that they haven't achieved their goals. Let me tell you something. Goals are interesting. I'm not talking about field hockey or soccer or football. I'm talking about you. Goals are interesting because you're not the only one that you need to achieve those goals. It kind of takes a village. Remember that? Remember who said that? Hillary W. Clinton. I don't know if W is the middle. It just makes her sound better. Yeah, it takes a village because it kind of does. You have to influence other people to help you along to reach your goal. There are some things you can do on your own, like lose weight, have a healthier life, start your own business. But even starting your own business, you're depending on others to accept your business and to give you money for whatever you're doing. Money, you can't pay yourself, so somebody has to say, I'm going to give you a shot, or I like what you're doing, or whatever. Nothing is solitary except for trying to lose weight. And everybody can lose weight if they just stopped eating all that shit. So there are goals that you can meet that do make yourself feel better. But those aren't the goals you're talking about, I don't think. I think you're talking about career goals or having a family or something. Oh, you can have a family. You can marry any schmuck in the world. You ain't going to be happy, but you can do it. If you're a woman, you can pump a child unless your doctor said, no, you're not capable of doing that. Well, then you adopt and whatever. You know, there are different avenues. But this goal thing really depresses people. It's called the midlife crisis. And it's tough. It is tough. Some people go through it earlier. Some people go through it later. Then there's the menopausal thing, where the hormones for women actually change. That's frightening in itself. That's like Jekyll and Hyde stuff. That's like, whoa, the body's actually like changing inside. Whoa, that's freaked. The only change men go through is that they pee more often as they get older. That's about it. Beyond that, not so much. You know, various things occur, but not so much. Your first colonoscopy. That's something for a guy, you know, but women have to have colonoscopies too. Oh my God. Okay. Poor women, huh? I love women because they are all attractive. Every woman is attractive in their own way. Men, God no. God no. God no. But every woman is attractive in some sense. And they, some of them know it, some of them don't. But they all are. But there's a price to pay for looking good. There's a price. Yeah. It's the thing. It's the life cycle thing. That's it. I have a fly in my house. I don't know how it got in my house. It's winter where I live. It's a house fly. Just one. And it's been in my life for 3 days now. And I have a fly swatter. But this fly is like on speed or something. This fly like never lands. It's like a hummingbird. It just, you know, you can usually get the fly if it's on the wall. You can swat it or capture it, whatever. I tend to try to capture it and then let it set it free outside. I figure that's the only way I'm going to heaven, if there is a heaven, which I'm not too keen on. Anyway, yeah, so I try to, I don't want to kill any animals. I mean, you know, unless I got to eat them, you know, but I'm not going to kill them. Not me. I'm not going to watch that. So I try to trap the fly with a cup and a piece of paper or something, and then I let it free. And then there's a song, Born Free. I don't know if you've heard it. Depends on what generation you're in. Born Free is a song. It's about lions and stuff. I play that in the background as I'm releasing the fly. But I haven't caught this fly because it is elusive and will not land anywhere for me to actually capture. the fly or kill it if I have to, if it really pisses me off. It's in every room of the house. I don't know how it gets into a room even though the door is closed. This fly and I have actually set up a relationship with each other because it's kind of like Tom and Jerry, which is a cartoon, and again, generation gap going on here, where I'm trying to capture the damn thing, but it won't let me, and now it's kind of like a relationship that we're having. It's very, very interesting. So I Googled house flies. Sorry, I did Google it. It was a weak moment in my life, and I Googled house flies, and it said house flies. I thought house flies only live like for 3 or 4 days, and then they just die automatically, and you find it on the ground, and you flush down the toilet and have a funeral. But apparently, according to the Google thing, house flies can live for up to a month, sometimes longer if they're stuck inside because they have food and they have warmth. So they can live longer than a month, this one pesky house fly. And I figure I got to get it before it multiplies, but how's it going to multiply if it's the only fly in the house? Maybe it'll find another fly or let one in, you know, like, hey, he's not home, come on in. I don't know. It's a conundrum that I'm having. Anyway, all right, the holiday season is upon us. It is my job as an American and as a human being to impart some guest ideas. I'm sorry, not guest ideas, gift ideas. See, when I talk too much, I use the wrong words. It's lovely and it's adorable, but it's wrong. He has gift ideas, not guest ideas, gift ideas. And some of them are quite incredible, different, and I like that. We're going to talk to him, but first we're going to take a short commercial break because you're not paying for this. Somebody else has to, and that's the way we do it here. What are you having for dinner tonight? You going to go out? Mike Baco joins us now. He's a trends editor for the Daily National. We speak to them whenever we need some ideas for gift ideas or lifestyle enjoyment. Thanks for being with us today, Mike.
Thanks for having me, Ron.
Well, we're all in a quandary as to how to make shopping easier and more efficient because we don't know what to do this year, to be honest with you. So I turn to you. Let's start with technology. That's everybody's interest these days.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, technology is kind of not only changing how we enjoy things, but also changing the way that we shop. You know, going into a store for a lot of people, it's just something that they don't even do. So obviously they're utilizing tech, you know, going to Amazon. Obviously that's the easiest to go through to. But also, you know, one thing that I would advise people to do, especially this time of year, is to, instead of going to Amazon, go to the actual store or brand websites. Oftentimes, they're going to offer you discounted rates if you go to Gap or Banana Republic or Old Navy, or if you're trying to get something from Nike, oftentimes you think, well, Amazon will have a better price and it'll be easier. Right. A lot of times brands know that, so they want to give you an incentive to go to their website and buy direct to them. So when you're thinking about tech, obviously there's great products that are out there, new cell phones. There's new cell phones out from Samsung. Apple just released their cell phone. But really the big thing is, if you want to utilize tech, kind of go to the source and use websites that can offer you a discount. So that would be like my big takeaway.
Yeah, everybody's looking for a discount these days. That's for sure. But at the same time, you want to give a gift where the recipient says, "Wow, how did you know? I've always wanted that." Or, I mean, you know, that's the big delight in giving a gift.
That's definitely the big delight in giving a gift. And this is going to sound a little sort of creepy, possibly, to some people. But here's one of the things that I've done with some of my coworkers and people that I want to get gifts for. Mm-hmm. I look on their social media accounts and I see some of the things that they're doing or that they're up to. So I have a coworker and I notice that he's taking a pasta making class, post to his Facebook, post to his Instagram account. So I think, okay, he's talked about it in passing, but I see every week he's going to these classes. So what am I at the holiday time that's coming up? I've already gotten him some fresh made pasta that's going to come delivered, some sauce and different things like that. So that's a specific example of, hey, I know this person's doing this, but if you're if you've got a cousin that lives out of state, or you've got someone that you're not super close to, or kind of getting a shopping list from them, go on their social media accounts or kind of see what they're doing, or just kind of plant the seed with what shows are you watching or what have you been into lately. We're all kind of like living these separate lives now in some way. But if you just do a little bit of research without actually asking another person, hey, what's on your shopping list? You feel a little awkward asking another adult, what's on your shopping list, or what would you like to have? So if you do a little bit of digging, there's always ways to kind of figure out that information.
That is brilliant, Mike. My God, you should write a book about that. Really, I mean, man. Okay, let's talk about games.
Now, when it comes to games, I have two kids. So there's, you know, one, you could come up with any sort of number of, you know, gaming systems. You know, there's Nintendo, there's Xbox. You could do it on the PC. This is one where I actually have two recommendations that right out of the bat, every kid age range between, say, like 4 and 10 are going to love. There's two video games. One is from the popular TV show, Bluey. It's called Bluey the Video Game. And then every parent may be sick of hearing this, but Paw Patrol World is also another video game that's come out. It's called Explore Adventure Base. So if you have kids, you've certainly watched enough Bluey on Disney, and you've certainly watched enough Paw Patrol to kind of know all the characters. So these games are based off of those characters. So those two are, you know, sure shot. You just kind of get those. Every kid will be 100% happy and entertained with those two games. You don't have to go. You don't have to do any espionage online to figure out what you want to do when it comes to that.
Yeah, kids are kind of obvious in that way. Okay.
Yes.
Now, what about apparel? That's tough to get for people, but what's something that everybody might like?
It's tough to get for people, but also because so many people are staying home with their streamers and watching their movies, you know, online, you know, certainly like think about Netflix right now. One of the biggest movies that's planning to come out or is in theaters, at least here in New York, the Bradley Cooper movie about Leonard Bernstein, Maestro. So that's in theaters, but also by the time the holidays come, it's going to be on Netflix. The Leonardo DiCaprio, Martin Scorsese movie is on Apple TV. So people, instead of piling into a car on Christmas Day and going to watch a movie in a theater, everyone's staying home. So one of the things that I would recommend is, you know, get some of those like fuzzy blankets that you could all gather under, get those Snuggies or the Bedshore big, you know, wearable blankets. Just kind of get some of those. They're all within price points between $30 and $60. If you just want to get 3 or 4 of those or 2 big blankets, and instead of all piling into a car and going out and waiting in line at a movie theater, there's great options that you could watch at home.
That's pretty cool. And the popcorn is cheaper and it doesn't have to be as salty. So that's also...
The popcorn is cheaper and you don't have to navigate with getting the top 10 kernels smothered in butter and then realize once your hands are disgustingly buttered and then you're dipping down a little bit lower, you don't have to say like, wait a minute, where what happened?
Yeah.
So yes, you can definitely be more in control of the butter dispersion.
You don't want to go through that. That's awful.
You don't want to go through that.
Let's talk about gifts that might be a little bit different than one might usually go.
Yeah, you know, so this one, again, this one's a very specific, you know, mention. So there's a brand called Polaris, and they have power sports, outdoor recreational vehicles, like ATVs, motorcycles. Oh. You could go to one of their Polaris Adventure Outfitters, and you could, you know, if you're a city guy, or even if you're not, you could go out there, and you could spend your day kind of living the outdoor, thrill-seeking adventure life. So if you go to their website, Polaris.com, you can find out where all these different adventures are. So even if it might not be, you know, in your backyard, it's worth an hour drive. You can make a day out of it, you know, kind of like pile some friends or pile some older kids into a car and definitely make that an outdoor adventure. So it's everything from, hey, just being thoughtful and, you know, getting your friend something or a loved one something that they may want to, hey, planning a day or planning like an adventure weekend and going to one of these sites. So a lot of different options this time of year.
That's different than just a material unwrap it box thing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Okay, so go for the discounts and the good deals, you're saying.
That would be my key, especially if you've got a lot of people in your life who you have to buy gifts for. That's my big takeaway. It's do a little research, think about the things that you've done with people, the things that they've said, certainly, as we mentioned, the things that they posted online. Yeah. You get more bang for your buck that way than just kind of going out and buying a gift card or a gift certificate for someone somewhere, or for spending on something that they probably won't want.
Yeah. Well, this is a time to take action on everything that you talked about, because we're getting close to the too late to ship area. So don't put yourself against the wall and, you know, start looking at this right now, I would suppose.
Absolutely. Plan ahead.
Okay. You can find Mike on outlets like Reuters and Inside Edition, Fox Business, ESPN, WPIX in New York, which is one of my favorite stations. All over the place you'll find him. And tell us the website to visit to get some more ideas for now and forever.
Yeah, I've got some background information on my Instagram account, so you could go to Mike Baco, or you could also go to dailynational.com. Really enjoyed it, Ron.
Perfect. Hey, you take care of yourself, Mike. Thank you.
Looking to try somewhere new for dinner tonight? Come to that bar near your house. With a new chef out on work release, ready to tempt your taste buds with delicious specials. Start off with deep-fried meat and cheese things. Crispy on the outside and nearly warm on the inside, with a house-made dipping sauce that's almost certainly just mayonnaise and ketchup. How about a pepperoni pizza served hot and fresh out of the supermarket? Or the big quarter-pound hamburger cooked just the way you like it, as long as the way you like it is well done or inedibly raw? Order a local craft beer from a wide selection that includes IPAs. IPAs, and of course, IPAs. And when you're ready for dessert, the bartender can point you to some place that actually does that kind of thing. Ready for dinner? Head to that bar near your house. Not too far to drive, just a little too far to walk. We'll see you there.
Well, that'll do it for me today. Thank you to my guest. Thank you to you. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. Maybe by then you would have found yourself. That would make it a little bit easier for everybody. But until that time arrives, I wish you peace.